Vai, vai, los monstruos pubes, tres canes enfants, the tusked chef screeched at the washerboys. It hadn't noticed Jake. One of them, the cat, did. It laid back its ears and hissed. Without thinking, Jake threw the oryza he'd been holding in his right hand. It sang across the steamy air and sliced through the cat thing's neck as smoothly as a knife through a cake of lard. The head toppled into the sink with a sudsy splash, the green eyes still blazing.
Sanfai, candit los, cried the chef.
He seemed either unaware of what had happened or was unable to grasp it. He turned to Jake. The eyes beneath his sloping, crenellated forehead were a bleary blue-gray, the eyes of a sentient being. Seen head-on, Jake realized what it was, some kind of freakish, intelligent warthog, which meant it was cooking its own kind. That seemed perfectly fitting in the Dixie Pig.
Canfo piu bain tet canfa, sheso pan, vai!
This was addressed to Jake, and then, just to make the lunacy complete,
and if you won't scrub, don't even start.
The other washboy, the human one, was screaming some sort of warning, but the chef paid no attention. The chef seemed to believe that Jake, having killed one of his helpers, was now duty and honor-bound to take the dead cat's place. Jake flung the other plate, and it sheared through the warthog's neck, putting an end to its blabber. Perhaps a gallon of blood flew onto the stovetop to the thing's right, sizzling and sending up a horrible charred smell. The warthog's head slewed to the left on its neck and then tilted backwards, but didn't come off. The being, it was easily 7 feet tall, took two stagger steps to its left and embraced the sizzling pig turning on its spit. The head tore loose a little further, now lying on Chef Warthog's right shoulder, one eye glaring up at the steam-wreathed fluorescent lights. The heat sealed the cook's hands to the roast, and they began to melt. Then the thing fell forward into the open flames, and its tunic caught fire.